views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience instant relief and tune into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I've been traveling around the globe, sharing life-transforming information, and while I've been doing that, I've been meeting the most cool people, visionaries and authors and speakers, magicians, and so it's a real pleasure to share this inclusive information in an expansive way to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. We love to hear from you here. If you want to call in and have a question for our guest or just want to feel an energetic shift, you're welcome to call in 1-800-930-2819. And my guest today is Karen Kucknagel, who developed Hands of Spirit in 1990 as a vehicle to share her knowledge. And through her years of study, putting into practice her skills, her services evolved into the form of private sessions involving crystal healing, energy work, and conscious development. In 1995, Hands of Spirit began offering a worldwide selection of crystals, minerals, carvings, and jewelry to enhance people's lives. Karen has been teaching Melody's Crystal Healing Workshop since 1997, training students in the art of using crystals and minerals for healing, growth, and transformation for themselves, their clients, their friends, family, pets, and the earth itself. I met Karen in 2008, and just 3 weeks after my mom had been in a very serious car accident, and I was pretty stressed out at that time. My mom, I had a lot of friends doing energy work on her, and we were told that she was not going to make it from the accident, and she recovered in about 5 days, was out of the intensive care unit. When I went out to Boulder, the second I walked into Hands of Spirit, I just felt totally and completely cocooned by the energy, and I could feel any bit of stress just melt away. You know, that the crystals at the Hands of Spirit are unique. They're all hand-selected and with impeccable attention to detail, and they're all imbued with love. Happy, happy crystals. So it was a very magical time for me. Because I was also there. It just so happened that Ty Neal, who was my first energy instructor, happened to live there. And so by day I was spending time with Karen and with all those beautiful crystals, and by night with my beautiful Ty. And so I just realized it's been almost 7 years. It's so good to hear your voice, Karen. Welcome to The Truth Is Funny.
It's really nice to connect with you again, and thank you for your kind words. We work from our hearts to create a really beautiful space, and I'm so glad that you could feel it.
Oh, immediately. You walked in there. I'll never forget the Shivas. Tell us about those.
Oh, the Shiva Lingams. They are somewhat egg-shaped jasper, primarily jasper minerals that have potentially dendrites through them and beautiful markings, and they come from the Narmada River in India, and they are harvested when the river dries up by the people, and their surface polished into these egg shapes, and they are a real good balancer of cosmic male and female energy for me. They're really grounding. They help raise kundalini, so very, very powerful stones.
Yeah, and I remember just walking in there and just being drawn, and you had a little village of them. And I was just like, oh, I just wanted to sit in their village for the rest of my life, it felt like.
We warn our clients that, you know, be wary if you buy one. They like to be in villages, so people end up getting more than one.
And they come in all different sizes, and, you know, so, you know, it's just so beautiful. Like you know, tell us about your business and tell us about yourself. You know, tell us about the crystals. I just want to hear what you have to say. What have you been up to?
Okay. Well, to start with myself, I've been on the spiritual path quite a long time, and it started in high school when I always wanted to know. I always wanted to know, but you know, I never knew what it was I wanted to know. And so I was thinking, you know, preparing for college, thinking of, well, psychology, philosophy, you know, how will I know? And I opened up a magazine in the dentist's office, and in the back of it there was a advertisements for the Rosicrucians. And at age 17, I signed up to be a member of the Rosicrucians, and I would, you know, receive their monograms and try to study them. And then, so that was like the first start. And then I took I went to college. I switched to hard science. I'm a chemistry major, so I have the science and spirituality background, which is like different sides of the same coin, you know, spirituality on one side, science on the other, and this, you know, beautiful coin of existence. And so that's how I've focused my learning, and I've taken many spiritual teachers, and at this point, they're all in my heart, and I share my work with the world with consciousness. The purpose of any aspect,
Karen,
of the nature
I'm
kingdom,
just going to have
plant.
To interrupt you for a sec because we have
oh,
to go to a break just for
oh,
a
sure,
couple
sure.
minutes here, and
oh, no
I don't want to miss any of your story. So we're just going to take a short break. You are listening
okay.
to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Cooknagel, and she's from the Hands of Spirit. It's a gallery of building of beauty, and we are taking a short intermission. If you want to call in, you have any questions for Karen, feel free to 1-800-930-2819. Let's make shift happen.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Karen Cook-Nagel. But before we continue, Karen, I was just going to get you to share your contact information with everyone so I don't forget. Time flies.
Yes, it does. Okay, my website is www.handsofspirit.com, and that's plural, hands, H-A-N-D-S. And my email address is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at handsofspirit.com.
Awesome. And I understand that you have a gift for our listeners.
Oh, yes, I do. I have an upcoming crystal healing workshop in May, May 3rd through the 5th, and I am offering a complimentary copy of the textbook, Love is in the Earth, Laying on of Stones Updated. And it's a $22.95 value for anyone who signs up for this workshop who's listened to this program.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Karen. Thank you very much. And, you know, you were just telling us about how, like, my dad, Maurice, he used to say, you know, shift or get off the pod, something like that. And you were just telling us what got you involved in the in the crystal work and how you, what led you there. So I would just like you to finish telling our listeners about that.
Sure. So we were talking about the balance of science and spirituality and then consciousness. And so consciousness is of supreme importance because as we evolve, then we can do those shifts that you so frequently talk about, Colette. And my interest in crystals and minerals is based on the raising of consciousness, the transformation of the blockages, the negativities, the things that we are holding that are keeping us from knowing and being who we truly are. And crystals and minerals they're made up of, you know, atoms, cations that are positive ions, anions that are negative ions. They come together in a certain structure and create a beautiful crystalline lattice. And because of the atomic structure of each of the different mineral species, they hold a resonance, a vibration, a frequency. And then, you know, people that are very in tune and aware translate the vibrations of these into qualities that have transformative properties for us physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. So my interest in crystals, besides their incredible beauty, has been how to use them to raise consciousness.
Yeah, and you know, I've been taking, you know, I was out at your place almost 7 years ago. And at that time, I was just getting into, energetic work and how to shift energy. I had had, you know, a kind of a trying time with my dad. He had collapsed and was sick in and out of the hospital, paralyzed from head to toe for 3 years. I mean, he regained his faculties. And then my niece was in a car accident and, you know, 5 weeks after my dad passed. And it was like a very, that's what she was worked on by a remote healer. And she was, you know, had a miraculous recovery. She's now married and has a baby and, you know, and just her same beautiful, beautiful, beautiful being that she was. And it was such a miracle that she recovered. And that sort of led me into this path of wanting to be in this place where I could find out how is it possible. And I found, like, with the crystals, you know, it's like they each have their own little personality. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, and it, well, you're right, they do. And you can pick up one citrine crystal and it can feel different than the other. Now, as you study about these personalities in books, you will find that the stones will be listed by their mineral type, like citrine or vanadinite or phenolamine or whatever, and they will list all the properties. And again, those are the translations of those chemical vibrations and frequencies that I talked about that particular author has described. And so you can read that, and that's a really great, great way to start. But as you mentioned, each, you know, if you pick up one citrine or another before, they're different. They have personalities. So when you have your own stones, you start to know and feel the vibrations yourself, and you also have your own ability to attune to and know what is best for you each day or what is best for the client that you are working on. So the books are a wonderful starting point. And from there, I think it is best to use your internal knowing and knowledge to tune into these crystalline personalities to know what stone would feel best for that client right at this moment, right at this time with what the issue is they're working on. And that's definitely from the heart. The more you can tune into your own heart, the more you can feel the essence of the stones and what you need that day or what the person you're working with needs that day.
And it's really, really funny because, you know, the very first time I had a crystal speak to me, and I say that like because they have a voice also. And I don't mean like that, you know, it had lips and it was talking, but it was like a thought that came into me. And this crystal was like, I was getting that its name was Flower. And then about 8 hours later, it was like, no, flower, like a flower of energy.
Oh.
And it, you know, and it was really like, I thought, oh, wow, this is so cool. Like, you know, that as I got in touch with this crystal, that it would actually show me pictures. And like, I find that for a lot of crystals, like, you know how I was when I got out to your place?
Yeah.
I was just like in heaven there. And they were all like, there were certain ones. And, you know, I still have my large Super 7 that I got from you. And that's one of my favorite crystals of all time. You know, and I have the little pendant, you know, and this is the beauty, like, just because it's one particular type of crystal doesn't necessarily mean that, like, between each of them, you know, you might be attracted to a crystal. And can you tell us about that? Like, a lot of my crystals go missing because of my cat, Pearl, which I've told you.
Yeah.
She likes to come and, you know, sneak them away. She loves crystals. But, like, I find that crystals appear in your life at certain times, and sometimes you feel inclined to give them away. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, in terms of, let's talk first, if it's okay, about like selecting a stone. So,
yes,
so what
yes.
what shows up in your life? So you walk into the crystal shop, or you're at a show and you're looking, and we find people come to our booth at shows and they're all confused because everything is so beautiful and they get overwhelmed. So how I like to guide people, I can walk through, there's several ways. You can go intellectual. You can look at the book. You can find the stone that has the quality that they want. What I like better than that is the more intuitive method. And what I ask the person to do is to ground themselves and to center themselves and become in full alignment with all aspects of themselves, and then to focus on their intention. what is it that they're looking for at this time in their life? And if it's for another person, you think of the person you love, you care about, and what is it that you are wanting for them in their life? And then walk around the table, walk around the shop, and look and see who, quote-unquote, calls you. Now, a call can come in many ways. So just as you mentioned, Colette, your crystal was speaking to you, the flowing crystal, she spoke to you, and then later she gave you pictures. So it can happen the same way when you're looking to select a mineral. You can hear something, you can see them, they sparkle brighter, they're sharper, they're more intense. Or you can have, like, just direct cognition. Oh, my goodness, there it is, that's the one, and I know it. So that is one how I like to do crystal selection. And then, as you mentioned, too, people sometimes, come into your life and you feel that they need something. And it may be your personal crystal, but it may be time to transition. Because, again, we are guardians or keepers. You know, if you use Earth-centered tradition, keepers of these stones, they don't really belong to us. And from your heart, you share them or you give them to someone that needs that energy at that time.
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful way, like when I do my energy work quite often, if someone's like really emotionally upset, you can sort of imbue the energetic shifts with this energy, like with soft energy from the crystals, because they're so loving. Like they're a gift from the earth, but as you said, we are their keepers. We're not their owners.
Yes.
They are ancient, and they have such amazing vibrations and resonations, and so much to teach us. And so you've been working with them for a very long time, and with and working with people and students, teaching them how to use these qualities. And so we're going to be going to a break for a bit, but we'll just get you started telling us, like, about crystal arrays, like how do you know which crystals to use, and et cetera.
Okay, so it depends what lineage you're following. The crystal workshops that I teach are in the Melody lineage. And in her book, the one that I am offering as a gift for people signing up for the workshop, there are about 70-some-odd crystal arrays that she has, scientifically and intuitively developed to give certain, healings and attributes and support in people's lives. And a lot of times in her work, you will select the crystals, also have to be considered the energy flow. And energy flows out of the termination of a crystal. So when we are establishing these arrays, we are looking for most frequently a single terminated mineral. Now, there are many single terminated mineral, and the choice and selection of the type of mineral is based on the intuition of the practitioner, based on the needs of the subject.
Yeah, and, one thing I found for myself is that if you've ever held a crystal, and like I do a lot of energy work, as when you hold a crystal, you can actually sort of download that information from that crystal, download that vibration, the resonance, the frequency of it. And so I love to sit with my crystals and like just take a crystal and just sit with it and feel that energy, and then be able to spin that energy into my energetic shifts to sometimes soften them, especially like, rose quartz and, these beautiful soft energies that, help to empower people to let go of the reactions that they're having to emotional responses and, different weaknesses that are in their bodies or within their emotional body or their psychological body or their physical body. When we come back, we need to take a quick break again here. And when we come back, we'll talk some more about this, about the arrays and the different ways that you can use the crystals. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back with Karen Cook-Nagel and make some more shift happen.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Are you ready to give your home a fresh look but don't want to do the work? Help is a phone call away. Kathy's Handy is a full-service general contracting company specializing in home improvement, remodeling, and repairs. Kathy's Handy are specialists in kitchens, baths, fireplace makeovers, and finished carpentry, and they partner with other amazing specialty subcontractors needed to complete any job. Friendly, energetic, and dependable with an impeccable reputation to get the job done while keeping you as comfortable as possible during the transformation of your home is the hallmark of Kathy's Handy. Call Kathy now for a free estimate. 206-715-8126. That's 206-715-8126. And visit kathyshandy.com for a complete view of possibilities for your home.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
This is Colette Marie Stephan from The Truth Is Funny Radio. I have Karen Cooknagel here from Hands of Spirit Gallery. She's sharing her wonderful extensive knowledge about minerals and crystals and how we can use them to raise our consciousness here. So Karen, you were talking about, the different arrays of crystals and the different studying with Melody. Maybe could you just explain to us who Melody is?
Well, Melody is an author of a series of books. They're called Love Is in the Earth series of books, and she has described the metaphysical qualities or the healing qualities of more stones, more types of minerals than any other author. And her life's compilation is a book that's 10.4 pounds, believe it or not.
I have that book.
So, and she has, besides just writing about the qualities of the stones, she's also developed a methodology for crystal healing, and I am one of her instructors. I teach this work, how to do crystal healing via the Melody Method, and we use her Laying on of Stones book, and within that book there are I would say 70 plus, probably now in the updated version, more like 90, crystalline arrays that Melody has developed, and there's photos of them. And in the workshop, I teach all the crystal basics, you know, how to cleanse a crystal, how to attune to crystals and so forth, how they work scientifically. And then what we move to is how to actually work with crystals for healing, growth, self-transformation. And all the work can be done on yourself. So that's the good news. If you don't want to be working on other people, you can come and take the workshop and use it all for your own self-advancement. Or it can be used, you know, with a subject practitioner where you have clients come to you or friends or family. And these arrays are quite beautiful and quite extensive. And I teach the students how to set them up properly so the energetics are just right and will deliver the essences that are described in Melody's book. And that being said, you can then take it way beyond that. Then you can do your own thing. So it's fun to have a book. It's fun to have a skeleton that you have that you feel supported by. But then once you get attuned to this work and you combine it with other work, like you did, Colette, you have so many other modalities that you have studied, you combine it and you can create your own arrays based on the colors, the energies, the terminations, and exactly what you need at that time for yourself, if you're working on yourself, or for your client.
You know, and one thing that I love about the crystals is because they're so natural and they are, they speak to animals too. I find them extremely, extremely beneficial. When I was, I used to have my dog boutique, Bad to the Bone Dog Boutique. Mm-hmm. And I would, I had a daycare there for dogs and grooming and all of that happening. And I would, quite often, I would strategically place crystals in a grid around the grooming area and the daycare area, etc., to soften the energy for the animals. And between that and the energy work, quite often people would come to get their dogs and they wouldn't want to go home.
Oh my goodness. Oh, how wonderful.
And I even had one little girl ask me, "How come our dog loves you more than me?" I said, Your dog doesn't love me more than you.
That's
your
perfect.
Dog just really enjoys the energy here.
Yeah, and so what you were doing was you bring up a whole other aspect. You can grid your home, your office, your workspace, your shop, and that's exactly what you did. And you used the essences of the crystals to set up a space and energy field that would make the animals more comfortable when they were going through their baths, which maybe that wasn't their favorite thing in the world to do, but you made it their favorite thing in the world to do.
It's
that's
like
wonderful.
For dogs, it's like going to the dentist. You know,
yeah.
It's not necessarily the most, fun thing to do for a dog. People think, it's a spa and, different places will, you can call your name, you can say it's a spa, but the dogs really, not that many dogs enjoy being groomed, actually.
Yeah.
They would prefer to be home with their owners most of the time. So if you soften the energy with crystals, because animals have no limiting beliefs whatsoever about crystals working, they allow that energy in, and it automatically, their reflexes automatically pick those energies up. And I found it extremely beneficial. And, as I said, I found out, I'm not the best crystal, seller. Because if anyone came in and they'd say, "Oh, I really like that, are you selling them?" I'd be like, "Yes, but are you sure you like that one? Because it would be one that I really like too." So, you can really get attached to the crystals, but then they're just all of a sudden, there's a point where you realize it's time to let that one go. Do you want to just share with us, because you said you have so many new crystals and new energies. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah, we just came back from our winter buying trip, and, my proverbial statement is I am up to my ears in rocks, and it's getting to be quite literal at this point. So we have beautiful worldwide collection of minerals, crystals, polished stones in all different shapes and forms, and we're trying to rapidly log them in as we do shows, and so we've got an upcoming open house. I wish your listeners could come visit us here in Boulder, Colorado, because our open house is the end of the month. And We are rapidly inventorying everything and getting it done, but you can also visit on our website or call me. That's probably the best. I could share my phone number is 303-541-9727. It's with the Internet. We were talking about technology and keeping up, Colette and I, a few moments ago, and it's so difficult to get all the stones that we have up on the website. So if anyone needs anything or looking for anything in particular, a phone call is always welcomed or an email. You've got my email address.
Yeah, just and share that I can with share all the new things one more with time, you. Karen, just in case, you know, they didn't get it the first time around, your email address and your website.
Sure. My website is www.handsofspirit.com, and my email address is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at handsofspirit.com.
Awesome. And, you know, just mentioning again that you have that free gift for anyone that happens to want to take your seminar there, that they could take that and receive that free gift also.
Yes. Yes, so we received the Laying On of Hands book by Melody, the updated text, which is what we will use in the workshop as our textbook, and that has a value of $22.95. That'll be our gift.
And one thing I have to tell you, Karen, that I found so amazing about your energy and about the way that you share your information with people, it was so inspiring for me. And so empowering to be told that, you know, that you are your own expert when it comes to these crystals. Like you, whatever you are intuitively picking up, that is the gift that the crystals are sharing with you. And, you know, there was no rigidity in you about how to make them. You know, you shared your expertise and then allowed people to develop their own feeling and their own sense of how to use those crystals, because we all, you know, we all have a we have diverse backgrounds and we come from things in a different way. So, you know, when these new energies of these new crystals are coming in, what are you noticing with those?
Well, besides being overwhelmed with how much there is to do, what happens for me is I go to, when we open up, you know, a new package, a new box that we have purchased, you know, a couple of months ago, I step into awe. I just, you know, my jaw like hits the desk kind of, and I just turn into wonder and awe. I'm like a child, and the beauty, the sparkle, the love that they exude, and then the gratitude that, wow, I have them and I get to share them with the world. It makes me cry. It brings tears to my eyes because it's quite a wonderful profession that I have, that I get that opportunity to be with the beautiful energies of the earth and share them with others.
Yeah, you know, it's so funny that you're saying that about that you felt overcome by emotion just now. And I was feeling that last night as I was preparing for this interview. I was just feeling all the love I have for you and how very loved I felt and very safe in your gallery and in your presence, and the deep, deep respect that you have for other people and their brilliance, you know, and allowing people, you know, having the ability to really pull that out of people. I really wanted to thank you for that, because when I showed up at your gallery, as I said, I was a little on the stressed outside, and found that to be the most gentle energy, you know, to be in that space. And so thank you for that. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. When we come back, we're going to talk some more with Karen about crystals and also share an energetic shift with a crystal touch to it. This is Colette. The Truth is Funny. And we'll be right back to make more shift happen.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the life that you've been living in.
Tune
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, ManifestYourLifeDream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Stephan from The Truth Is Funny, and we are here with Karen Cooknagel, and we are talking about the beautiful crystals and minerals and the beautiful support that they provide to all of humanity, to the animals, and to the entire planet. And I was just saying that, you know, that I use these after experiencing Karen's workshop and understanding how the crystals work and then studying quantum physics. I have been using these crystals quite a bit in my energy work and using them to shift people more gently. And one of the things that I'm really, really proud of and happy to have worked through is I have, like, if you go to my new Facebook page, it's The Truth Is Funny with Colette, you will automatically receive a gift of, it's a little report, a PDF, and an MP3 on how to charge crystals and then place them in water to cleanse the waters, to and cleanse water inside your body, as well as how to cleanse, you know, the animals in the waters. With all the talk, like with all the talk of the pollution and Fukushima and all the fear around that, it's important that we, and you know, these crystals are here to support us, to you know, facilitate that human consciousness. And I was just saying to Karen on the intermission here that you know, that I've been using these crystals in this way, and that my, you know, I have these dragon paintings that I've been putting the imbuing the crystal energy into. And one of the things that happened for me is, as I was painting these dragons, I started this wish list of crystals that I wanted. And because once you've held a crystal, then you feel it, that energy from that crystal. So Karen, just tell us about, you know, can people send you wish lists?
It's actually one of our favorite things. We love it when people come to our space in Boulder or at a show that we're doing, and they've got a list in hand, or someone. I have a there's someone who's been buying minerals from me in Peru for years, and he sends me this long wish list, and it's quite wonderful to be able to say, yes, I have this, and I have this, and I have this, and oh, not this one yet, but I can get it for you. So when Colette sent her wish list, well, I guess that was about 6 years ago, it was quite comprehensive and quite detailed. And I would say we did accomplish getting most of that for you, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I have 18 dragons now. I'm on my 18th one. And so I'm probably going to be sending you another wish list.
All right.
And I tell you, there is nothing that is more fun than getting that box in the mail and opening it and unwrapping each one. It's like, oh my goodness, it's just like you said, it's so much fun. And, you know, do you remember how I had to ask you to send it in popcorn or something else because the cat would jump in the box, and she was a kitten at that time, and she'd take off with the pieces, you know, and be choking or take off with crystals. And some of them, wait a minute, that one's really expensive.
You know? Yeah, your cat loves crystals. And he wants them for himself, right?
She would run off with them and hide them, and I would have to, you know, follow her around the house to find where the stash was.
That's
so
wonderful.
You know, so this is what's so beautiful about all of this, is that, you know, everybody can use these. You know, you pick up the basic information. And, you know, although the information you are sharing is far from basic, but yeah. you it's easy to understand when with you. And
yeah.
Once you have that, you know, that basis for that, you'd be amazed at how the crystals start to share and communicate. Everybody has their own way of doing that. And so we just want to strengthen that for everybody, even around, you know, around them. Take the time to notice. You know, the universe will show us things in very subtle ways when we become more conscious energetically. And then as we, you know, as we become more and more aware, the universe has a great sense of humor too. And so different things will come to us in different ways. And, you know, the crystals, when they speak to you in that way, it's kind of like, you know, it's that feeling of when someone has your back, you know, so, you know, that, that, you know, we are supported by Mother Earth. She is self-sustaining. We are, you know, and I love like the fact that Melody's work is love is from the earth, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, just share that with us, what you feel about that, because you handle crystals every day and you have so many of them there in varied amounts.
Yeah, it is exactly like you said. When you look at the beauty of a crystal, the love, it connects us to our hearts, is how I feel. So through the beauty of the mineral kingdom, and no one can deny the beauty. There are people from science, you know, collectors, geologists, people collect these because they're so beautiful to look at. And so the beauty then automatically connects us to our hearts. And I think, Colette, that is how people then know what to do with them, because they see the beauty, they become awed, it connects them to their hearts, and then they can just hold them, they can wear them in jewelry, they can put them in their pockets, they can place them around the home, in the car, in their little tumbled stone, in their cat's bowl to enhance the waters in there, and also, like you described, with, you know, healing the waters. So once we get captivated by the beauty of this beautiful kingdom of nature, the mineral kingdom, our hearts are then guided, and yes, it is. We can use them, and there is no incorrect way, you know, unless we're trying to do harm. You know, if your intention is love and goodness, you can't make any mistakes with crystals, so there is no fear that needs to even be there.
Yeah, because I was just going to ask you about that. You know, like people sometimes are afraid that if they pick up a crystal, is there any negativity that would be held in them in any way?
Well, a crystal can pick up negativity. In other words, if you were meditating with a crystal and you were clearing some deep grief through your body, yes, the crystal will pick that up, and that's a great question to ask, because whenever you use a stone, you should always, always cleanse it. And we'll teach you how to do that in the workshop, or you can pick up a book and read about it in a book. But even if you have a high meditation and it's very profound, you still want to cleanse that stone. So it's important. There's only like 26 minerals that do not pick up other energies. So whenever you use a mineral, and if you've got it in your space, occasionally you want to cleanse it. You can use sage and smudge it, as long as you don't have smoke detectors. But you can, yeah, I've had that happen. You can smudge the crystals, or you can do it energetically with gongs, and we'll teach you an energetic way in the workshop. So they will pick up negativity, but no harm can be done is the point, unless there is ill intent. And when you're inspired by stones, you're in your heart. There's no ill intent there.
Wow. Yeah, that's so beautiful. And I just wanted to, you know, we've run out of time here. I want to thank you so much for being on The Truth is Funny.
I just wanted to
let everybody know, if you want to reach me, you can go to www.thetruthisfunny.com. And I have my new upcoming energetic upgrade seminars with Mark Kettenbach coming up this coming May in Germany and Toronto, and also in September in Germany and in Vancouver, I'll be sharing some of this information about the crystals there, different tools that you can use to shift yourself energetically, and then also when you leave the seminar, to be able to be in a place where you have tools to steer your reality. We are all steering our reality 24/7, whether we're not aware of it. You know, if we're aware of it or we're not aware of it, that's what we're doing. And so we want to make sure that we are steering our reality in the direction that we want to be going in, and also doing it with fun and enjoying the process and being in a place where we can gain these different tools. And as you said, every single person, every single crystal has their own energy. There's no right or wrong way to clear energy. There's many, many ways of becoming an aware person on this earth, on this planet, and in this universe. And so I just wanted to thank everyone listening in, and thank you so much, Karen. If you just want to say a quick goodbye to the listeners.
Oh, yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening and taking your time. And we hope that you'll love crystals as much as Colette and I do one day.
Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, Shifted, and Powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.